This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Lord God Almighty, I pray for everyone who's tuned in here today. God, I thank you for all the hungry people out there that want to know you better. Lord, I ask for your blessings on each and every soul that's tuned in here today, Lord. Bless them today. Bless their families. Bless them on their jobs. Bless their lives. Bless their children. Bless all that they do. Lord, cause your goodness and mercy and grace to increase in everyone's life here today. I pray your best for each and every person that's tuned into this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I can't think of any greater thing than God's best for you and for me. Think about it. God's best. I pray God's best for you. Oh, what great things that is. What God has in store for you. Maybe you're living it right now. I believe you are living it. We're in Revelation chapter 9. For more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodontheair.net. Also, gospelstudy.net is another one of my websites. Or majoritytext.com is my Bible translation that I use to teach this. We're in Revelation chapter 9. We're looking here in these seven trumpets. We're at trumpet number 5. And at trumpet number 5, we can see why the angel said, "Woe, woe, woe to those who live on the earth on account of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels that are about to sound." So this angel, like an eagle, is flying around in heaven, and I'll tell you, he's scared for what's about to happen here on the earth. Now, chapter 9, verse 1, it says, "Then the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star fall out of heaven," having fallen out of heaven to the earth. Now, it's worded like that because it's in the Greek perfect tense. It means something that's already happened that you still feel the effects of in the future. Now, I say it's already happened, but remember, he's looking in the future. This is the tribulation. This hasn't happened in John's day. Hasn't happened yet. However, I question that. That's where we left off in our last program. Has this happened? Chapter 9, verse 1. "The fifth angel sounded his trumpet. I saw a star." Now, stars are angels here. The stars in your guidebook here of key of what means what, star means angel. Many times, evil angel, demon, star. When Satan's cast out of heaven in chapter 12, it says he brings a third of the stars with him. That is, a third, one out of every three angels, is evil and is a demon now and followed Satan with his fall. Or he took with him a third of all the angels. He talked a third of all the angels into joining him. All right, now here. "The fifth angel, again, sounded his trumpet. I saw a star having fallen from out of heaven to the earth, and the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit was given to him." Notice that, him. Star, indeed, is something, someone. It's not a physical star. It's an angel. The key to the shaft of the bottomless pit was given to him. And he opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a burning furnace. And the sun was darkened, and the air from the smoke of the shaft. Now, again, I mentioned in the last program, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, that makes us wonder whether or not, indeed, this is the devil or not. And I don't think so. I don't think this is him right here. Now, again, let's move on here to verse 3. Then, out of the smoke came forth locusts to the earth, and power was given to them as scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 4. Now, they were told not to harm the grass of the earth, nor any plant, nor any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Meaning, guess what? Not you. Everyone out there who has received Jesus Christ, every child of God out here, a true, legitimate child of God who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who bows the knee to the Son of God, who acknowledges Jesus Christ as Lord, to all of you, there's a big N-A right next to this for you that is does not apply. Everyone who does not have the seal of God on their forehead. Now, we looked earlier in chapter 7. We see there's 144,000. And then the text is very deliberate to show us that these are Jews. 12,000 from each tribe. The tribes might be lost to us, but they're not lost to him. Now, where the Christians are during all this, I don't know. All I know is that there's a big N-A written beside this when it comes to you, because they don't harm you, because you won't be harmed in this, because God does not slay the righteous with the wicked. Like Abraham said to him, he said, far be it from you, Lord. This is Genesis chapter 18. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Shall not the God of all the earth do right? Guess what? God doesn't treat you the same way as he's going to treat everyone else who has rejected Jesus Christ. He's not going to treat you, if you're alive on the earth during this time, for whatever reason, God's going to make a distinction. And he's done it before. Where's that, you say? Exodus chapters 7 through 9, where God says, I will make a distinction between my people and Pharaoh and his people. And there was a place, it was called the land of Goshen, which is where all the Israelites went. And when the plagues fell on the people, everyone in the land of Goshen wasn't harmed by the plagues and by the wrath of God that was falling on the Egyptians. Not even the cows were harmed. And God said, I will make a distinction between my people and their people. And he's done it before, and he'll do it again. For all the Christians, I believe the Christians are still going to be on the earth at this time. God's made a distinction before. He'll make a distinction again. And there's a distinction right here in this text. They were told not to harm any of those men or women or children, whoever has the seal of God on their foreheads. You've got the seal of God. Did you know that? As the word tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You have already been sealed. I don't know about what's going to happen in the future. This I know, as everyone who has received Jesus Christ is already sealed. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. No one can harm you. No demon can harm you. Don't you think if they could harm you, friend, that they already would have? Or does Satan care that much about you? You're untouchable as a child of God. No demon can harm you. No demon can take you out. You are invincible as a child of God until your work here is done. Lord says, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. You are invincible as a child of God. You are invincible. Cancer can't hurt you. A car accident won't take you out. No demon can hurt you. Nothing can hurt and harm eternally the child of God until his work here is done. You will not be affected by these locust demons that come up out of the bottomless pit because they can't touch the child of God. And that's Revelation chapter 9. They were told not to harm the grass, nor any plant, nor any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And here we see the near-term future for all the Christ haters out there in the world today. The Muslims, everyone out there that's killing Christians, all of just the regular people out here that hate Jesus Christ, hate God, hate the Word of God, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, all of these people that despise Jesus Christ, here is their near-term future coming up. Now, I always like to say, and I tell people at my church, I believe Jesus Christ is coming back on my shift, on my watch, so to speak. He's coming back while I believe am pastoring a church. Therefore, I preach and teach that way because God's going to hold me accountable for what I preach and teach to those that he's given to me. That includes you, too. You've got this program tuned in today. For 15 minutes a day, God has given you to me for me to teach and share with you the truth. I think Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. Therefore, this is coming as well, I believe, in my lifetime. To everyone out here who despises Jesus Christ, this is, if I can open up your crystal ball, you see, so to speak, this is your future. Gene Dixon, eat your heart out. They were not permitted to kill them. That is, everyone who's not sealed by God. They were not permitted to kill them, but that they should torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. Now, in those days, men will seek death and shall by no means find it. That in Greek is oume. You see, in the Greek language, they don't have exclamation points. So they had to do something else. And what they did is they would put two negative words in a sentence back to back. Here it's oume. Two negative words in a row make something emphatic and puts an exclamation point in it. In those days, men will seek death and shall by no means find it. They shall be longing to die. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. They will be longing to die, yet death shall elude them. Can you imagine that? Trying to kill yourself and you can't die? Trying to jump off a cliff and you can't die? Try to jump off the Empire State Building and you can't die? Death will elude them. They're going to try to kill themselves, but they won't be able to. People all the time out here killing themselves today because that's in fad and in vogue today and stylish, killing yourself, taking your own life. But now, and this coming up, won't be able to do that anymore. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon right here on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.